Our next item is subdivision 2005-91, Highland Development Corporation, Ferry Cove subdivision, time extension.
This is a request for a time extension. Commission granted preliminary approval with conditions February 20th of 2007, and you granted one-year time extensions on November 14th of 07, October 16th of 08, and December 16th of 09. This is their fourth request for an extension. Preliminary approval is currently valid until February 20th of 2011. If you were to grant another extension, it would be valid until February 20th of 2012. I provided you a copy of the request from the developer. And on August 9th, we received a letter addressed to Mr. Baker, County Administrator, and it was a carbon copy to Mr. Lank. We are writing to reaffirm the Delaware Department of Transportation's strong opposition to the proposed Ferry Cove development and its current sewer expansion application for County Council approval. They make reference to DelDOT conducting the public workshops in Millsboro and Subbyville area for the Blue Eastern Bypass alternative for the Route 113 bypass. They have communicated to the developer on many occasions that DelDOT's interested in acquiring this property to protect the viability of the Eastern Bypass alternative being considered for the Millsboro South area. Further, they believe that any consideration to provide sewer capacity to the proposed development would hinder ongoing efforts to identify and preserve an alignment for the future. And they appreciate the opportunity to comment. And should you have any questions, they reference the number to contact, and that was signed by Monroe Height. I don't know how they could, I mean, they've already got preliminary approval. They're stating that they're still opposed to it.
But they gave them permission to access. That's DelDOT, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, the developer at the time of the preliminary approval, they set the future phasing of the project up so that the last phase considered would be the phase that DelDOT was most interested in at that time. And I know that DelDOT kept changing locations and moving alignments around. That's been the biggest holdup with DelDOT. It's not, I don't know that they, it sounds like in that letter they want the whole property.
Yeah.
I mean,
but it wasn't presented that way at the time of the public hearings.
They could have denied the permit. They'd have had it.
That's true.
And well, this project has 6 months remaining on its preliminary approval?
Yeah, until February 20th of 11.
So 6 months from now.
Do we have evidence or knowledge independent of this letter that the contents of this letter are in fact true? Do we have any copies of correspondence? Do we know, or do we know from experience or something?
There's a lot of DelDOT correspondence on it.
Here again, I'm trying to apply a standard. So here it's just a...
Well, we knew they'd been working with DelDOT. The issue with the sewer came up later.
Yeah.
More recent than back when it started. It wasn't even much. They were going to have their own facility at the time they applied for their public hearing.
And that was changed because...
And more recently, I don't know the exact date. There may be something in there from engineering, but engineering wanted extension of Oak Orchard Sewer District.
Hold on, sir.
The sewer district, they're going through an expansion right now at the Route 24, well, I guess Route 5 intersection.
That's right.
In Oak Orchard, they're expanding it out to 24 and both ways. I don't know if you remember the Nintego project that we've seen. It's going out that way, and we're actually wrapping up getting the easements done for that. So that's something that's been ongoing with the county's design and expansion of that sewer district. And I think in conjunction with that, you know, that then opened up the opportunity for people, including this project, I guess, further down 24 to get connected. So that's probably, and I know there's been discussions with county engineering. Where it stands right now, I couldn't tell you, but you know,
the
representation about communicating with John Ashman is true.
This site would basically be, other than a couple lots, right at the creek, across the creek from Mount Air. It would carry it all the way to that creek, basically. It sort of basically would tie out that whole section of the river.
Well, gentlemen, it also appears as though that, you know, the issue before us today is not necessarily a pressing one, because their approval, as it stands, is good until February of 2011.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned as to why we're here so early.
Sent the letter in, so we put it on.
Well, in one sense, Mr. Chairman, I appreciate their applying ahead of time rather than...
Than being behind time.
Than behind the time, like a prior application.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, too many times the request for time extensions, even in the normal cycle, on occasion comes in very late.
And the letter writer is here, if you want any input.
Yeah. Anybody want to hear from the applicant?
He's here. I'd like to hear from him.
Okay. All right, sir. Would you come on up, please? Give us your name, and we might have a question or two for you.
My name is Richard DeMitt. I'm the owner of the project in question.
Okay.
And I should have brought all the plans to show you guys what I've been doing over the last 6-7 years since I actually purchased this property. But I have been diligently pursuing it. And I actually do have a recent email from DelDOT. DelDOT and the sewer district has delayed this process. I've done everything I can do to keep moving along, but they keep changing stuff. And anyhow, I have, in the letter I gave you, it spells out that I do have the sewer district's approval, the concept sewer, which took quite a long time to get them to approve that. And backing up just a little bit, when I presented this to the board 4 or 5 years ago now, I had already, going back before that, when I put the property under contract, I had a study period, and I went to the state planning board, and DelDOT was there, and they said there's no conflict with them. The sewer departments were there. They said they would not supply sewer. So I went to on-site sewer, and I did all this testing of soils, and I have a preliminary approval from Department of Environment that I can put on site. I show up at the hearing, and that's when I first learned about that the Oak Orchard wants me to put sewer there and that DelDOT is opposing my plan. DelDOT, before that, I had not heard, before I applied for my permit or the preliminary plan, I had not heard that they were interested. After I applied, I heard they were. But they said at that time they were studying it, and they didn't know where it was going to go. They had all these alternatives. So they couldn't tell me it was going there for sure. So they asked the board to consider my approval to allow the project to be developed in phases so that they could retain the area that they want for their right-of-way. So that's what we've done. And when we first submitted our plan to DelDOT, they came back and said, oh, wait a minute, that's not, just because we showed you that's where it is, that's not necessarily where it is. So they moved around my property 3 or 4 times on me and with all these submittals. So I finally got through the process with DelDOT, and it's a different department, Monroe Heights, that wrote that letter, has indicated to me that they would like to buy the property, but they had no money to buy it. And in the meeting, he told me that they'd find the money. Another guy that in the acquisition department told me they don't have the money. And this is 3 years ago. And so we've designed around, like the board here has suggested, to develop this in phases where the last phase would be developed where their right-of-way is. And I would not develop that until they made a decision whether they're going there or not. And I could develop the rest of it. So that's what I've been doing. And DelDOT has approved my plans. And they're just now in the process of signing off. And this is an email that I got from them, from my engineer. They gave to my engineer the other day that the one guy's on vacation. When he gets back next week, he's going to sign the plans. The other guy that needed to sign them already signed them, and they promised a letter by July 30th, but it was delayed by these guys signing. But we've already been all through the approvals of the plans, and they're ready to give us. They gave us a letter of no objection a year and a half or so ago. This is the entrance plans that they're signing off on. So they're approving this as being done in phases. Now, the sewer district is the problem. It's been 4.5 months ago I got the preliminary sewer approved, and they would not take this to the board to bring it into the district until I got that approved, which meant a lot of engineering, a lot of work to get there. And they said once I get that approved, they would get in on the hearing agenda within 30 days. Well, it's been 4.5 months, and they keep coming up with excuses. They keep telling me that they want to check this, check that. And the other day I heard that they were talking to DelDOT 2 months ago. They said they needed to talk to them. I said, well, I told you all along what this story is with DelDOT. And they said, yeah, but we heard that they have a concern about, you know, putting the road here. And I said, yeah, it might go here, but we're designed around that. We've got half of it, you know, that we can develop, and the other half we can't if they put the road there. And they said that would be fine to be able to. I've got to run 3 miles of a sewer force main, build a pump station, and all that's in the process of being designed. And I've got a bad feeling from the sewer department that they may not even take this to the board now, and I might have to go back to on-site sewer because of DelDOT's letter. And I don't know what's going on there, but I need to continue, and I got to spend a lot more money on this pump station design and all-site force main. And I was asking ahead of time for the approvals, so I wasn't down to the wire, and I had some time to get all this worked out, because everybody keeps holding me up because of this road potential. And they haven't made a decision. They told me that they think they've done away with the western bypass, and it's probably going to go in the east, but there's different alternatives. They're not sure. They're now telling me that they're pretty sure it's going through my property, but they haven't publicly said it. And they've been telling me for years that they're going to finally make that decision, six months. So I'd spent a lot of money on this property, and I don't want to lose my approvals and have to start over and then have them come in and buy and condemn my property and buy it for nothing. If they go away, I wish they'd go away and I could develop it. But if they don't, then I want to keep the value that I've created on the property, and I don't lose everything I've got in it. So, you know, one time that Monreal Hike guy told me that, we'll make sure that you get at least what you paid for it, and maybe we'll pay for your engineering. Well, I've been working on this thing and investing tons of money in it for years, and it's just not right for them to be able to hold me up. And they really jerked me around on getting my approvals, and I finally got through, and here I am, and I'm just trying to not be retroactive asking the board for extensions. So that's why, and I really need to keep pushing this and dumping more money in it. I like to have a little more time. My engineer says that there's no way today we can get through in the 6 months. So I'm saying, do I pull the plug? What do I do? Do I get extension? So, you know, that's what I'm trying to do. And if you like this is a email from DelDOT approving the plan. So
it's probably true that if you started just the annexation process, I mean, that takes some time. That's not an overnight deal with the referendums and the advertisements and everything else, so for the sewer district. So timing wise.
Are you telling us that DelDOT is either one or two things? They're either stonewalling you until they have enough money and can make up their mind up where the road is going, or they're stonewalling you until your permits run out so they can get it on the cheap? What are you telling us?
Well, they have a process to go through, and it's taken them a lot longer to go through it than they anticipated. And I think the thing was put on hold for a while, too, because there was a long time they did nothing. And they keep bringing it back with public hearings off and on. And I think that they, you know, now made as a push to try to get it done. I'm not sure. I've seen these roads get planned and designed, and not even designed, but the location determined, and then sit there and never get done. And so I don't know if they're going to really come in and try to buy the property or make that determination where it's going. But obviously they would like to make sure that, you know, 100 houses aren't built there, that they got to tear down. And I don't blame them, but I'm working with them around that. So it could be that they put the road in, I could still build half the project. And I've told them that if they want to buy the property, I'd talk to them about it. But they basically said it's a long process, and we're not sure we're going there, and we could try to step up and buy it. But the acquisition department tells me they don't have any money. The guy running the study, Monreal Hike, tells me, oh, we'll find some money. Well, I you know, there's no guarantee that they're going to take it, and there's no. So I can't go down that road with them. They said it could take a year and a half before they could really tell me that they could buy the property. It's a process they got to go through. So, you know, I just don't want to stop everything I'm doing and start that. And, you know, I'd be willing to work with them, but I can't stop this at the same time. And so,
all right, sir. You know. Okay.
One question. Are you the fee simple owner of this property now? Have you gone to settlement?
Yes, so I bought it.
You have purchased
probably 5 years ago.
The land
under the name of Ferry Cove LLC. I own 100% of it.
Okay. All right, sir. We thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Johnson.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think based on the information that was provided in to the commission in letter form from the developer as well as his testimony here, it certainly seems to qualify under 99-33 under unusual conditions.
Okay.
And that, you know, he's dealing with situations that are beyond his control when given the DelDOT's efforts to develop a relief route somewhere at some point in maybe our lives. But clearly to me, I think the record's been established that this is a classic situation where the applicant has not been sitting around on his hands and actively has been pursuing some development, and that the delay was part of the delay has not been the cause of the applicant. Rather, it's been DelDOT as well as perhaps the ability to be added to the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District. Therefore, Mr. Chairman, concerning, where are we? 18.
Down to 591.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, concerning subdivision number 2005-91, Highland Development Corporation, Ferry Cove subdivision time extension, my motion is for approval of extending the time extension to February 20 of 2012, based on the applicant's diligence in pursuing the final approvals and encountering problems that were beyond his control, albeit various government entities.
Question. Okay. Will that have a stipulation of this being the last time extension? Does that go in that or not?
I think that's going to be inevitable with our where we're granting the fourth ones, but doesn't mean that there can't be extenuating special unusual conditions that might arise.
I think we should deal with it as it comes.
When it comes.
Second Mike's motion.
It's moved and seconded to grant a 1 year time extension for Ferry Cove subdivision 2005-91 Highland Development Corporation for the reasons stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Here.